I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News, with the president's weekly address. Now, President Donald Trump.
Thank you very much. This is a very big announcement, the biggest ever concerning drugs and drug pricing. So today I have to tell you it's a great honor for me to announce that my administration is issuing two groundbreaking rules to very dramatically lower the price of prescription drugs for the American people, especially for our cherished seniors. The unprecedented reforms we're completing today are the direct result of the historic drug pricing executive orders I signed in July. Statutorily, we had to go through a very long process, and we got it done. I was very proud to have gotten this done. We were pushing it very hard, as we did with vaccines and other things. The first action will save American seniors billions of dollars by preventing middlemen, famous middlemen they call them, from ripping off Medicare patients with high prescription prices. Currently, drug companies provide large discounts on the price of prescription medicines, including nearly $40 billion in rebates to Medicare Part D plans last year alone. Yet often, middlemen stop those discounts from going to the patients, which is what we're interested in, not the middlemen, who need it the most. So the patients are going to be now getting the benefit instead of these very wealthy individuals. Patients pay very high prices, and they have for many years, although we brought it down, first time in 51 years, with the cost adding up to hundreds or even thousands of dollars per year per patient. Today's action ends this injustice and requires that these discounts go directly to people. These are the people that need it. This will save patients up to 30%. Could be 40%, could be 50%, could be much higher than that. These are numbers that nobody's ever even contemplated. And that doesn't include life-saving drugs like insulin, which will be even higher. Insulin was destroying lives and destroying families because the cost was so high, and now it's at a level that nobody can even believe. $35 a month from many times that number. The second rule we're finalizing today will transform the way the U.S. government pays for drugs to end global freeloading on the backs of American citizens and American patients. Until now, Americans have often been charged more than twice as much for the exact same drug as other medically advanced countries. We would be having a drug, identical drug, same company, and we'd pay many times the price of what that drug would sell for in certain countries. In case after case, our citizens pay massively higher prices than other nations pay for the same exact pill from the same factory, effectively subsidizing socialism aboard with skyrocketing prices at home. So we would spend tremendous amounts of money in order to provide inexpensive drugs to another country. And when I say the price is different, you can see some examples where the price is beyond anything, four times, five times different. For example, Medicare Part B recipients are forced to spend five times more for a common breast cancer medication than patients in other countries. So five times more. And we have other examples that are substantially higher than that. To address this unfairness and to lower prices for Americans, we're finalizing the most favored nation rule. Remember that name, most favored nation rule. Nobody's ever done this. The drug companies don't like me too much, but we had to do it. It took a long time before we were able to do this because statutorily we had to go through a process. But there'll never be anything like this. I just hope they keep it. I hope they have the courage to keep it because the powerful drug lobby, Big Pharma, is putting pressure on people like you wouldn't believe. Medicare will now look at the price that other developed nations pay for their drugs. And instead of paying the highest price on the list, and we are substantially higher than any other country in the world, we will pay the lowest price. In other words, we take the lowest price and we match whatever the lowest price is, leading to colossal savings for all Americans. And we're talking about savings of 50, 60, 70%, 80%. Different drugs, different prices. In addition, today, we're taking one more historic action to hold down drug prices. In the past, drug companies have been allowed to identify certain very old generic drugs that have been widely available for decades and exploit a misguided program called Unapproved Drugs Initiative. That's Unapproved Drugs Initiative, a program that has been around for a long time and hasn't been too good for the people that were supposed to benefit to obtain market exclusivity on these medicines. So we are doing something that nobody thought anybody would do. The savings is going to be incredible. Then they've jacked up the prices by as much as 1,000 to 5,000% on this product. This program has also caused shortages of important medicines. Today I'm announcing that we are ending the Unapproved Drugs Initiative program to stop this unfair practice. So prices are lifted by 1,000% to 5,000%, in one or two cases even more than that. And we're ending this. We are putting an end to it. Together, these reforms will save American patients many, many billions of dollars every single year. For generations, the American people have been abused by Big Pharma and their army of lawyers, lobbyists, and bought and paid for politicians. But I've been loyal to the special interests. I've been loyal to our patients and our people that need drugs, prescription drugs, and devoted myself to completely fighting for the American people. You see that? This is not an easy thing to do. Big Pharma ran millions of dollars of negative advertisements against me during the campaign, which I won, by the way, but, you know, we'll find that out.
That was President Donald Trump with the President's Weekly Address. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.